Checkity check.
All right.
Okay.
Don't check back? No.
What?
I don't know what I was going for, so.
You know, I don't know. You know, it was a, you know, yakety yak, don't talk back, you know, checkity check, don't check
sure,
back.
Sure, there you go.
Yeah. Hey, remind me later about the local news. We got to talk about this shack chicken place.
Sure.
Right on.
I saw this time it was Leviticus Chomps for the win.
Oh. He's put on.
Followed very shortly by Sartan.
Oh, muy bien.
I don't know that I've seen any of the movies that this actor is in for next week.
Really?
I'm going to have to do some more research. I mean, you said who it was, and I immediately pictured a face, but nope. I can't remember
That's what
a single
I know
role.
The name, but I could not pick her out of a lineup to save my life.
Definitely going to have to delve a little deeper.
Oh, I've seen that movie.
This week, however, I'm all set. So.
Oh, good. I'm surprisingly prepared as well.
All right. Anything else pre-show discussion types?
Oh,
I don't think so.
I think
so.
We've had enough of that.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I'm good. Good heading into this show. I didn't really... Let's do this.
Maybe you guys could call for a vote of no confidence in me as a host or something. You know? It can be the first host voted off of this show. I will promise not to rerun for host again in the future.
All right.
Sorry. Little
no, that was,
little political comment for there made me laugh.
That was a very literally historic moment.
It was. It was. Something.
I got to live through it. I'm proud to say I was a part of history by no merit of my own.
All right. Greetings, true believers. Welcome to the 399th, that's an odd number, installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. True statement.
But it is not a prime number.
No, that's true. I'm the only one. We got with me KS72 and Sneaky Meat 15. How you going?
I'm tired, but all right.
Peace. That's how I'm doing.
All right. This is the week of 10-4, good buddy, to 10-11 here in the 2023s. Hey, I finally booked all my BlizzCon stuff last night, so that was exciting. For the last BlizzCon ever.
Is it the last BlizzCon ever?
It's the last BlizzCon for me.
Oh, okay.
I have to find some other excuse to go out and visit my California friends.
Right.
But,
sweet, right, so, I'm back in.
Yellow?
Nothing. Do it.
Oh, all right.
I was pumped for that idea.
All right. And your 7-day 4-star crash of thanks. I couldn't remember. On the second, you had, so that was Monday, you got Nightcrawler versus Professor X and Baby Groot. Did you, in both those matches, it decided that I needed all of the purple I could stand?
Yeah.
So I just rained down purple upon them both and did nothing else.
Nice.
Nice.
That is not what happened to me. I ended up using swords.
Oh, on guard?
On both of them.
Yeah. Yes, on guard. Isn't that the name? What's the name of that power?
I don't remember.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is it on guard or is that the Pirate Kitty one?
No, that's his.
Okay. Ian, how did
he's
you
got
fare?
That, he's got that everywhere at once and bamf.
Yeah. There you go. Did you play these, Ian?
Not yet.
All right.
Perhaps I'll remember tonight.
Your Nightcrawler should be pretty strong, right? I haven't.
Yeah, he should be raring to go.
He's champed. He's,
Oh, yeah, look at that. You're going to be all studly there.
Yeah, he's been in this game long enough that I've managed to stumble into enough Nightcrawler covers.
However, next week's looks like it won't be fun in any way.
Uh-oh.
Because it is Northstar versus Thanos. Whoever told Northstar he could stand up to Thanos?
Yeah, I don't like my chances.
I don't know anything that Northstar does except he summons his sister for a Wonder Twins power, right?
Yeah, and who knows what that actually does.
Isn't it like almost 0 points of healing?
I don't remember.
Who knows?
Yeah, I
really don't remember.
That's so, not a character that I retained a lot of information on.
All right, well, I can't argue with that. In Story World, Strange Sights is running. Beast, Anti-Torch, some Vulture Shards, placement is Cosmo, and Dinosaur Jr. I mean, Dinosaur Venom. That was a band, right? Dinosaur
Jr.? Yes, it was. Is.
Is still around?
Probably.
Huh. That's followed up by Infinite Pursuit. That will get you Fabletics version of Miles, Cosmo, Dino Venom. Placement is insert new character here, and some Omega Red Shards just for Ray.
Hooray.
You're still in the Wheels season. Weapon Tex-Mex is running now. Deadpool, some Bombastic Mr. Fantastic. Placement there is Mr. Negative or Mr. Negative. What do you know? Whichever. And some Chasm Shards. And all of the classes of years are running. All those years.
Yeah, they are.
Nice.
Many, many years. In the news, we got a new character, Ian.
A new character? I don't even remember the clue.
Well, I don't know what the clue was.
Oh. That's all right. I don't remember it.
All right. This is...
tell me about this.
Lester Verde, also known as El Kabong. No, I mean Dr. Bong.
Nice.
I wish it was El Kabong. That would be pretty fun. That's Quick Draw McGraw.
Yeah, it was.
So this is Dr. Bong, 4-star villain genius technologist. So this will be fun. His blue power, Ian, is called Bong. 8 blue. Create a 6-turn sonic bong repeater tile that stuns the target for 1 turn. Then fortify all friendly countdown and repeater tiles, dealing 9 damage for each tile fortified. As you go up in level, it becomes a 3-turn stun, so that's real nice. Dealing 509 damage for each tile fortified. Starting out at 9, though, that's not a lot, but gets better. The purple power, it's called Bong. That's 7 purple. Creates 2 friendly countdown and repeater tiles. No. Sends out sonic waves from up to 2 friendly countdown and repeater tiles, dealing 19 damage for each and destroying the tiles orthogonally adjacent to them. Destroyed tiles deal damage but do not generate AP. Going up in level, it makes it up from up to 3 countdown and repeater tiles. Damage going up slightly. I think they screwed up here because the pattern should be bell-shaped. Why is it not bell-shaped? I don't get it. All right, the yellow power for 5 yellow. This one's called Bong. Create 2 5-turn crash course countdown tiles that heal allies for 12% of the damage they inflict while this tile is on the board. As you're going up in level, it becomes a 6-turn countdown tile, and at max, it is healing allies for 30% of the damage they inflict. That could be a good amount of healing with, like, a good, like, Shang-Chi punch. Healing them up for 30% of that?
Yeah. That's
pretty good. So that was 5 yellow, if I didn't say. So it's an 8 blue, 7 purple, 5 yellow. Firing off Bong, Bong, or Bong.
Is this... So that's true healing. It's not burst healing.
It does not say burst healing. It says heal allies.
Is this the first time a character heals allies?
Can true heal an ally? Yeah. That's at the very worst, that's super duper rare.
Yeah, I think it's, I can't think of anything that does this. Interesting.
Yeah, I mean, obviously I don't memorize all the characters, so I couldn't tell you, but I mean, true healing kind of got taken away for a while. I remember when, Fantastic used to do that. It was good stuff.
It's true. Yeah.
So in Story World, Dr. Bong is in covers and shards are in placement rewards there. His Welcome to Shield runs the 8th through the 12th. He's in rewards in Honor Among Thieves, running the 9th to the 13th. Rewards in Sticks and Stones, the Luke Cage. And his event is called The Bell Tolls, running the 8th through the 12th. And the Dr. Bong and Foes Vault, 80 items, 3 4-stars, 1 being Uncanny X-Force, 1 being Howard the Duck, and 1 being a random 4-star.
Nice. I'm glad they included Howard.
Yeah. So, there you go. Hey, Howard the Duck villain. Dr. Bong.
So I will tell you at one point I tried to get a bong sound effect to play while you were talking about it. When you search for bong sound effect, a bell sound is not what you get.
Right.
Oh, sure.
That was what I was saying. When Craig was reading the descriptions of the powers and one of the powers said, releases a sonic bong, I was like, this is totally something for the needs-to-be-upcoming movie Jay and Silent Bob Go to Space.
Is that a thing?
It needs to be.
I want that to be a thing real bad. That sounds amazing. Somebody get Kevin Smith on the phone.
Absolutely. He'll listen to this tomorrow morning. I'm sure.
I'm sure he does. I'm sure he's listening to us nonstop. So there you go. It is. He's got no feeders at this time.
Yeah.
And feeds nobody.
That makes sense.
So
he's an anniversary character. He's like a Taskmaster / his nemesis, Howard the Duck type character.
So here we go, Dr. Bong. In local news, I want to forget this. Our you know, Shaq apparently has a chicken restaurant chain.
Mm-hmm.
And they're bringing a chicken, I think it's called, what, Big Chicken?
Mm,
is coming to State College at some point. The previously mentioned Pat Steak is now not coming.
Oh, okay.
But now there's going to be a Shaq Chicken.
I'll be eager to hear your review.
I'm looking forward to it. One of the things that I found interesting is they take, steak fries, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they slice them thin and fry them up. So I don't know if that's going to come off like a fry or more just like a potato chip.
Yeah, I don't know. But I'm curious to try it.
Yeah.
I'm curious to hear your review. That man is quite the entrepreneur. I look at him and I can barely believe it, but he is just unbelievably savvy when it comes to monetizing his existence.
Shaq's made
isn't anything
Shaq's
that
made a lot
guy
of money
doesn't
being
sell.
Shaq. I mean,
what's that?
He's made a lot of money being Shaq.
Yeah, he owns unlimited Papa John's franchises. He owns his own, apparently, chicken restaurant franchises. He sells the General Insurance. He sells Icy Hot. Really, anything he will sell. He has a Grammy.
What? Really?
He has a Grammy for his rapping.
Oh.
Who did this? Who gave him that?
I may have dreamt it, but I feel either... Well, he either has a gold record or a Grammy, and I'm conflating them.
I could buy a gold record because people have poor taste.
Yeah, that seems possibly more likely.
It'd be really something if they actually gave him a Grammy. I mean,
I feel like he's the only athlete that has.
He does not have a Grammy, but he was nominated.
Okay.
Wow. The only song I remember is Shaq
Samurai
singing.
Says he went platinum, so that, even better.
Is that one time
that guy does everything?
He was making fun of Kobe. And, he was, rapping, "Hey, Kobe, tell me what my blank tastes like," That's the only Shaq song.
His chicken? Is that what you're referring to?
His chicken.
Okay.
Yes. Take that.
So,
cool.
Someday when that opens, I'll review Shaq chicken tenders and get back to you.
If only he could wrap his head around the fact that the earth is spherical.
Is he a flat earther?
Yeah.
Get out!
No?
Huh.
This is also news to me, Craig. I don't know how it's news to me. But maybe I blocked it out because I enjoy Shaq so much.
Man, that makes me sad if that's, because I very much enjoy Shaq, but that makes me look at him and go, why?
Right.
Anything else in the news?
I got to say, I support Shaq the way that Shaq chooses to fill up his gas tank. I do the same thing. So I think I'm like the only person who thinks that he's not nuts.
That's a bad reference. I mean, that doesn't really win your argument very well. But
what is the Shaq method of filling up your gas tank?
Oh, he doesn't care what the price of gas is because when he stops at the pump, he always puts in $20. So gas only ever costs him $20.
So the price never goes up. See?
Yep.
Well, you would think we're someone with near limitless funds. He really wouldn't care, but.
Nope. $20. He doesn't care how frequently he has to stop. He's never putting more than $20 per pump in.
Okay.
Price of gas, totally consistent in his world. I love it.
Oh, I think he got cut off mid-sentence.
Yeah, I think he did. That's unfortunate. That's okay. He's continuing to talk, and hello. It'll be on his side, and then we'll just splice it in later.
Hello.
This fudge it into the whole conversation later. Because right now he's going, hello, hello, can anybody hear me?
Hello.
So you can splice the two of us saying that back and forth. He chats in the chat. Hello.
Hello.
There you go.
Aha! I remember when I was on this show a minute ago.
Oh, that's funny. All right, moving on then. Yes.
Oh, nothing. I didn't know if you had transitioned to the next segment while I was away or
going right now.
Okay. All right.
This week on It's Always Sunny in Xandar, Rhino cracks the Liberty Bell.
All right. We've got Rhino, the classic version. 4-star, green, black, and blue character. Trample cost 8 green AP. Rhino barrels through the opposition, dealing 46 damage to the enemy team and destroying a random 3x3 block of tiles. If Rhino was in front, also stun a random enemy for one turn. Destroyed tiles do not deal damage or generate AP. Let's see, this scales up to dealing 534 damage to the enemy team and destroying an additional 4 enemy or basic tiles and stunning for 3 turns. Oh, I didn't even read the right one. I'm sorry. When that scales up, it's 1,044 to the enemy team, 4 enemy or basic tiles, stun for 3 turns. Rhinomite!
Rhinomite!
It costs 7 black AP. Rhino deals 330 damage, creates 2 strength 24 fortified protect tiles, and 2 strength 5 enemy strike tiles. Passive, whenever an enemy strike, attack, or protect tile is matched or destroyed, Rhino deals 133 damage and jumps to the front. This scales up to him dealing 2,462 damage, create 3 fortified protect tiles, and deal 897 damage when jumping to the front. And lastly, Hidebound. It's blue, it's passive, it costs 0 AP. Rhino takes 15% less damage from enemy powers. Friendly protect tiles are 6% more effective for Rhino if he is in front. Rhino's green, blue, and black base match damage is increased by 50%. Huh, a lot going on. So, that zips all the way up to Rhino taking 58% less damage from enemy powers. Friendly protect tiles are 25% more effective. And green, blue, and black base match damage increased by 200%. So, after taking a careful minute to review, I've got to say that 535 sounds like the answer to me, because that last power is good, and that first power can stun, and I like those both better than fortified protect tiles. Is this accurate?
You are.
Is this a character that anybody has?
The internet agrees with you.
All right, thanks, internet.
I have him at a 355, which is the third best option. Greg has him at a 445, which is the second best option.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I guess we've run the gamut here. And, of course, you have him at the infamous 201.
Absolutely. Dominance. That's what I'm all about.
No, I mean, I mostly live in five-star world, so I don't use him. But he seems okay.
Sure. He seems very acceptable. Yeah. All right, that's classic Rhino. That's what Sunny and Sand are.
All right, moving on. Let's go over to acting. Thank you.
Hey, this week in acting thank you, we will be Marvel fan casting the actress Catherine Zeta-Jones. For me, Catherine Zeta-Jones will be none other than Megan Gwynn, the X-Man known as Pixie.
Huh.
Oh, no. Were you underprepared or overprepared?
I was totally underprepared for Pixie.
Oh, all right. Well, let me tell you what took me down this road. They're both Welsh. That was enough for me. And then, I did some reading and I like it. If I could easily slap a pink wig on Catherine Zeta-Jones and make her a Pixie from the X-Men.
What year was this person in the X-Men? Because I have never heard of this character.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she's probably there now.
Oh, 2004? All right, I was not reading X-Men in 2004.
See, there you go.
Yeah, but it's been 19 years. Like, you've never heard of her?
Nope.
Huh.
And apparently her power is that she gets people high.
Well, she's high. A Pixie. Huh. All right, Ray.
You're the worst character ever, Pixie.
Take it away.
So I actually had a little bit of work to do on this because I'm like, oh, Catherine said that'll be easy. And then it wasn't. Like, I thought about what she's played and what type of characters I would picture as, and I just couldn't get there because she plays way too many like light and fluffy movies, like drama, romance, comedy. But you know what eventually came to mind that I think she would just be amazing at? I think they need to do like a run of Thanos movies, like maybe a trilogy of movies about Thanos, and she can be his love interest, Lady Death.
Ooh.
I don't hate it.
I'm going to take this journey with you. Thanks for inviting me.
I think she'd be really great.
I think she'd be fantastic. Yeah. Huh. I hope that happens.
All right.
Yeah. You ready to bring this one home, Craig?
Bring it down? Yeah, I can bring it down.
Break it down for us, fellas.
I went with someone that I'm really not sure that I have maybe not used this person before, now that I think about it. But anyway, I'm going with everyone's favorite psychic vampire and saying that she plays Celine.
Huh, okay.
Yeah, I also like that.
So, I don't know. It just seemed like that would be, you know, seen her do her thing.
That helped.
You definitely imagery go off helped. Looks more than anything
you've,
else.
Yeah. I was going to say, you've won me over now.
Yeah, don't you think you'd like to see Catherine Zeta-Jones dressed up like that?
Yeah, again, that would be fine. Now that I have something to go off of, I like it even more.
All right.
I was already on board. I like it a lot now. It hasn't surpassed Ray. Ray has won the segment Woo-hoo! Today. Okay. But
right.
You were competitive. I appreciate the effort.
All right, who you got next week?
Next week is none other than Emily Blunt, everybody's favorite John Krasinski spouse, Emily Blunt.
Oh, there you go. You just taught me something new about Emily Blunt.
What other movies was she in? No one knows. Now, she was in that Tom Cruise movie where stuff happens and he's in space and he explodes and comes back.
Okay.
I forgot. It got renamed. It had a name. Like Edge of Tomorrow, and then they change it to like Live, Die, Repeat or something, or...
Oh, I thought it was called Edge of Tomorrow.
It could be called Edge of Tomorrow still. I don't know.
All right, I've not seen this one.
But it's definitely a movie that she's in.
Oh, I just realized what the movie was that I was trying to place her in, and I couldn't remember because I've never seen it, but A Quiet Place.
Hmm. Yeah, that's a thing. I remember that. I didn't see it, but I know it exists. That was one of Netflix's earlier original content. Successes.
Mm. Yeah, I gotta look that up.
Well, there you go. Emily Blunt. Thanks as always to Thespify.
Hey, she was in that Jungle Cruise movie with what's his bucket?
Yeah, with El Rocco.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, I saw that.
Quick, Greg, get to the next segment.
Alright, sorry. I was trying to see if there's any other movies I heard of. Where are we at? Willie, what's in the mailbag?
Alright, so this week the mailbag is being overwhelmed by one comment. The comment is from our own UNC Samurai. This week, we have a couple of insane entries from the Texas State Fair. It's food time, Ian.
Oh, all right. I'm back.
This is just the first half of the entries. We have a second half that we might be doing next week.
Okay. So we'll, I'm ready.
We're still debating what's going on next week. But
yeah,
this week, let's start with the butcher's block. As you can probably tell, this is going to be a lot of meat. You start off with three cheese mac and cheese, topped with 15-hour smoked brisket, crispy fried chicken, candied bacon bits, jalapeno peppers, and a piece of sausage on the side. The dish is then drizzled with brown sugar chipotle sauce that adds a bit of spice and sweetness.
Oh, why is the sausage on the side?
I don't know.
All right.
I answer no questions.
Everyone likes a little sausage on the side.
Oh, ew.
I don't know. Like,
that's not one of your two allowed answers.
I know. I'll get there.
Right.
It's as complex. It's as complex as you can see in that picture. Like, at first, it just looked like a thoughtless hillock of just grossness. But then like I was a KFC like, no. Bowl. Right. But it wasn't. I can see the jalapenos to help break up the heaviness of the brisket. And
on the steak.
Yeah, there's a lot of good stuff going on there. I mean, I've got to try that. You know, I've got to have that experience. I don't know if I'll ever repeat it, but I'm going to say yes, chef, to that.
That's not one of your loud answers either.
Is it dope?
Yeah, it has to be or dope.
No, it's definitely dope seems too gracious for that. It's mostly a novelty.
I would definitely try it, but yeah.
Yeah.
Probably not twice.
Yeah, well, I guess I'll say, given my limited options, I will say dope under protest.
All right.
All right, so the next one, I don't know how to pronounce this. I'm going to put the word in Discord there.
Chicharron.
Okay, chicharron, yes. Loaded nachos.
100%.
We've got freshly fried pork rinds, lightly seasoned with Cajun-style seasonings, and then add smoked beef fajita meat, freshly made queso, savory chopped beef barbecue, and sliced jalapenos. A lot of jalapenos in this list.
I will shove a stranger out of the way to get to that.
I would like to just take the pork rind by itself.
That's for me. That's dope. Unequivocally.
Okay. Number three is Churros. Mini churros deep fried and tossed in cinnamon and sugar, drizzled with chocolate syrup and cream cheese icing, and topped with crushed Oreos.
Yep.
Those look amazing.
They sound amazing. Every part of that description was a yep, keep going. Uh-huh. Oh, tell me again. Oh, you're a dirty little dessert, aren't you?
Rocket? I'm taking a rocket.
All right, so we got one that kind of was dope and then two solid dopes. Let's see, we got two more here. We've got cornbread sausage bombs. Pecan or pecan smoked Texas sausage slices combined with pimento cheese and a slice of jalapeno, dipped in a fluffy cornbread batter and fried, served with jalapeno ranch dipping sauce.
I think we're back to the first again. I don't care for cornbread. I don't like the way this fritter looks. I feel like pulling it off without it either being too doughy or too dry is going to be a miracle. And it just seems like it eats too heavy in an unpleasant way. Hmm. I'm going to say,
Okay.
But I mean, like, if you know, I was there with you guys and we were going to split four of those, I'll give one a try and not be bitter
about
it.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. Yeah. Okay. Last one for this week. Yeah. We've got deep fried candy pecan bacon breading pudding. That's a long title. Deep fried candy pecan bacon bread pudding. The bread pudding is tossed in a blend of cinnamon sugar and candied pecans and topped with chopped bacon, a New Orleans praline sauce, and finally a touch of salted caramel bourbon sauce.
Sad to say, this is definitely an for me. Yeah. I hate dessert bacon. Dessert bacon is a disgrace as far as I'm concerned.
I like breakfast bacon.
Yeah.
Breakfast bacon is great. Yeah. Dessert bacon is inappropriate. Bacon should be savory and salty.
And dipped in maple syrup.
And or burnt. I'll accept any of those three. I will not accept sugared, candied, sweetened needlessly. Shame on them.
You've either ruined the bacon or ruined the dessert.
Yeah, absolutely. They can just be great separately. They don't need to try to make a super meal out of it. Two thumbs down.
Okay.
Only because of that. If there was no bacon on that, I'd be like, I can't wait to eat that. That sounds awesome.
So there you go. That is it for the list of food. And that's it. That's all that's in the mailbag. Thanks, Willie.
Nice.
Thanks, Willie. All right, number next. Once again, I am Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we just want to pump.
Want to pump.
You up.
You up. Oh, man.
400 times into this, I'm still pointing at the screen.
Pointing at the screen. It's looking a little thin this week. Yeah, I have zero characters on the boosted list this week.
Oh, there are characters. Do you want me to share them with you so you can... They were just released, like, right before we started going.
Oh.
Okay, sure. I mean, I'll just continue to enjoy this Springfield Mystery Spot reference from one of the greatest episodes of all time. But in the meantime, I'll move over to Discord. Oh, hey!
Is that the one where Mattingly needs to cut his sideburns?
It does! Hippie, get off my team!
Oh, there you go. Samurai's posting them up in a very legible way there.
Oh, great! All right. So, this week, some characters that are boosted. In the four-star world, the all-powerful America Chavez will be punching everyone while traveling through the multiverse and keeping up all that hard work. Deathlok, he's a little new. I don't remember anything about that guy. But I hear he's good. You can combo him with some five-star character and break the game. It's silly. Let's say Kang. So he's boosted. He can last a bit longer in those fights where you're trying to do that. Good old Elektra. a classic 4-star, in my opinion. Her Ballet of Death
will even be more classic.
As what's that?
The next one's even more classic.
Yeah, the OG. Oh no, X-Force was the OG. But the number two, the Invisible Woman,
Bubbles,
who now does tons of green damage while she's boosted. And the favorite piece in the Rocket and Groot Polaris Juggernaut puzzle is none other than Polaris. She's boosted this week so she can stay alive a little bit longer so you can wipe people out with her nonstop tile, strike tile winnings. And then in 5-star world, you have Phoenix, the Jean Grey version. She was recently reworked. She might be okay-ish again, but not as okay-ish as Shang-Chi, the greatest character of all time. He's boosted. The OG-5, Silver Surfer, also recently reworked. Probably still kind of middling. And last but not least, Old Man Meatbag, the once glorious, overly nerfed, but still kind of okay Wolverine, Old Man Logan.
The Wolverine.
So, yeah, there. That is who is boosted this week. Thanks, as always, to Mystify.
Moving on. Ian, hit you with some pop pop.
Uh-oh.
Ooh, all right. Let's talk about some K-pop first. I got some crazy nonsense going on this week. Craig, possibly Ray, let's talk about Monster X. So, here's what happened with Monster X. There was a reality survival program on the TV, and it was called No Mercy. And the winners of this show got renamed to Monster X, and now they sing K-pop music. There were 7 winners. They're down to 6. I got distracted because I was watching their video, and it was, you know, entertaining and well-produced, but all the characters that they were playing in the video, they tried to all look really, like, scary or menacing or hard, and they're just like, you know, they're this little, just hairless, polished little K-pop boys trying to look hard, and I just want to slap them in their little faces.
Start rapping, and they sound, you know, deep voice, and they're like kind of threatening, right? And then the next guy comes on, and he's like,
I was like, all right.
They were on like Survivor, and then became a band.
Singing Survivor, and they became, absolutely.
Was that the challenges on the show? Is that instead of like going through a maze or something, you had to sing a tune, sing a ditty?
I don't know. I've never gotten to watch an episode of No Mercy, but maybe I can YouTube it after the show.
All right.
I'll see if I can get a subtitled version.
There is also the video for the song references all of the most, like, I don't know. It references the bus scene from the Joker and Batman.
Yeah, from the Dark Knight.
It references Suicide Squad, and like they took scenes out of all these different movies and put them in their videos and altered it just enough that they wouldn't get sued.
I want to be the Joker. Propes was in that skit too. There you go.
Propes brought was on that skit.
God, I love that skit. It was way funnier to me than it has any reason to be.
No, it was gold.
Oh my God.
That was...
Because I want to be the Joker.
The Joker. I told you last year I was going to be Joker. I told you no Joker for the wedding.
The tribe has voted.
He gets I told you I want to be Joker.
He gets to be the Joker.
Much more likely that I'll watch that after the show. So, since I have been exploring odd pops, and I have not been able to get my hand on this week's pop, and I don't think I will because I don't like sugar-free beverages, but for Halloween, Zero Calorie Fanta has dropped a mystery Halloween-themed flavor. And I can only assume that's to disguise how disgusting that Fanta tastes when it's zero calorie, but I do like the word mystery.
That is my favorite flavor of Airhead.
Yeah, mystery, right?
White mystery.
That's my favorite dum-dum.
Delicious. Oh, mystery. Dum-dum's also delicious. You're not
wrong. Yeah, whenever I go to the bank, if there's no watermelon, I reach for the mystery.
Yeah, you take your watermelon and stick it. It's pineapple or the mystery one, man.
How dare you? How dare you? Tropical fruits are never better than melons or berries.
You are wrong, sir.
Never. So if anybody out there ever has the mystery flavored Fanta or discovers what the mystery flavor is, please report back. So that was
it's mystery sugar free diet Fanta.
Yes.
I do want to apologize for the Monster X clip I put in there. It's a little loud.
Oh.
Sorry about that.
I thought you just meant like in general. Oh. I'm sorry that Ian made me do that.
And it appears that it is black.
Oh, very color. Likely.
It says it is a refreshing mystery flavored soda. It will give you a black. It says drink in black tongue costume complete. So apparently it's got so much black dye in it, you will have a black tongue by drinking it.
If it's black licorice or anise flavored.
Yeah, no
I'm
bueno.
I'm fighting words. How dare you? How dare you? But maybe it's something kind like blackberry. I wouldn't hate that. I mean, I'm not going to drink it.
I have
it,
a spoiler
but...
here if you want to know.
Oh, yes.
All
thank
right.
you.
This on the internet says that this guy says he gave the Purple Fanta mystery flavor drink a sip. He says the scent is of strawberries and cream, but the flavor is a little sharper with strawberries, lemon, and sour cherry mixed in.
Ooh.
The taste has less soft vanilla than the aroma, but it's still present.
That's a great review. I absolutely don't want that. And all I could think of when you said that was, is there any chance that you remember the berries and cream Skittles commercial?
No, off the top of my head.
Oh, Craig, it's solid, solid gold. Someone is eating some berries and cream and a little, like, I don't even remember, like, there's this little guy dressed in, like, a French fop. Like, he's got a little Dutch boy haircut, and he's got a big lacy collar, and he comes over and he goes, what are you eating? Berries and cream! And then he just starts clapping.
Berries and cream!
Berries and cream! Berries and cream! I'm a little lad who loves berries and cream!
I do remember this, yeah.
Then he throws a high kick. That is absolute commercial perfection.
A further review says that it's a orange candy-flavored soda, and it says that it has a chalky candy-like sensation. That is not appealing. All right, then. Don't you want to want a Fanta? All right, thanks, Magnified.
Magnify.
You got some Steam open.
You betcha. Here I go. Boom. 4-star Kate Bishop. Ruthless precision. That's the most prepared I've ever been.
I got 5 of these.
Go ahead.
All right. Number 1, Cheethor. Number 2, Reptil. Number 3, Spider-Gwen. Number 4, Jujubes. The last one's purple. It is a Vulture Absolute Altitude.
Nice.
So 1 out of 5. My Vulture is now a 2-1-2.
Oh, you're ahead of me.
All right.
Until I get one just now. Actually, I'm hoping to finish up Rex. So I'm doing 10. We're going to start with 4-star Echo. Number 2 is Teen Gene. Number 3 is a purple Vulture Stealth Hunter. What am I at now? That was 3? 4? I don't know. 3, I guess. Number 4, Shuri. Number 5 is America. 6 is Quake. 7, Monica Rambeau. 8 is Iron Fist. Number 9 is Ghost Rider. And finally, well, I got 1. Spider-Woman. So I got 1, which puts my Vulture now at a 2-2-1. You were briefly ahead of me, and now we're tied again. Yeah, my Rex is still at a 2-4-3, so I'm trying to get some covers for him.
Thanks to the OG.
Hello?
This guy. Ian, what is on the podcast network?
Uh-oh.
Oh, have we lost Ian again?
I guess. What causes this? I don't even know.
I don't know. All right, the podcast network has a whole bunch of shows. Most of them are about wrestling. They feature Joe.
He's back.
And Ian's back. All right.
Hello. Is there anything happening?
Nope. We just talked about the podcast network.
Oh, the soon-to-be-named network?
That's it.
At soon-to-be-named-network.com?
That's it.
I love that podcast network.
All right.
Lots of great shows on there. They mostly involve Joe and wrestling.
That's what I just said. Anything else for the good of the order?
Oh, man. No. Apparently my internet needs a nap.
All right. Thanks everybody for joining us this week. Comment suggestions, shoot them at Ray.
Bang bang.
We're gonna try and pull something special together for next week, for episode 400.
Whoa, whoa, whoa! We're gonna try to put something different together for next week. I'm not promising anybody special.
Whoa! All right. So if you want to throw us a bone, go to our webpage, click on the Amazon banner, and send us some stuff or sign up to be a Patreon. But that's it. Goodbye for now. But remember, kids, is this the captain minus his heart? Good night, everybody.
Goodbye, friends.
Good night.